Now, last night saw 50,390 people cram into what was known as Lang Park, now Suncorp Stadium. Many thousands, millions possibly tuned their TV sets in to watch the first of the three annual State of Origin matches between bitter, bitter rivals who hate each other, New South Wales and Queensland. With all the latest in regards to last night's game, I'm joined by producer and fellow sports nut, David Gavin. David, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian.
Let's talk bloody football, mate. How did you watch the game? How did you take it in?
I watched it at home, Adrian, and enjoyed the match immensely.
Yeah.
It was quite a hard-fought, very physical contest, as they always are.
But absolutely. I heard Cooper Cronk being interviewed, the Queensland halfback being interviewed after the game, saying that this is the 34 best players in the country running around belting crap out of each other.
It certainly was last night.
There was a few omissions last night, wasn't there? But how did the game play out, mate?
So how the game played out, Adrian, was that first off it was played at a breakneck speed. And
wasn't it?
It was 6-0 for much of the first half after an Andrew Fifita offload put James Maloney over for a try in the 6th minute. And that set the tone for the rest of the night where mistakes were almost non-existent.
Mm.
At half time, I think the completion rates were 100% for Queensland, 95% for New South Wales, which for those that may not be au fait with rugby league means that there weren't too many errors and the standard of rugby league was right up there. So
yeah, absolutely.
It wasn't until the 35th minute that Queensland managed their first points of the match, courtesy of Corey Oates, who took a pinpoint kick from Cooper Cronk.
That kick wasn't bad, was it?
It wasn't bad at all. It was pretty good.
I don't know that I could kick a ball that far, let alone drop it on just the exact blade of grass that it needed to go to.
Too.
It was flat and it curved and it was amazing.
So that made it 6-4. However, New South Wales didn't wait long to strike back. 5 minutes later, where the much-maligned Mitchell Pearce, he finished off the fleet-footed work of James Tedesco, who we might have a debate about in a little minute in regards to his performance. But that made it 12-4 after James Maloney's conversion from right in front of the posts. And then after half-time, despite Mitchell Pearce going off with suspected concussion, he didn't come back after that, unfortunately, when he went off in the 51st minute.
You say unfortunately.
He played very, very well. I think you'd have to say that. But 12 minutes after half-time, James Tedesco willed his way over for the third New South Wales try in what was arguably almost a man-of-the-match performance. Unfortunately,
we'll argue.
Well, fortunately for Andrew Fifita.
We'll argue it.
Andrew Fifita, he got the honour of being the best man on the field. So after Maloney slotted the conversion for his third goal, that made it 18-4. And it just kept coming for New South Wales. Andrew Fifita picking up a drop ball by Queensland centre Justin O'Neill just a few minutes later to extend the lead to 20 points once Maloney kicked his fourth goal for the night. Then if Queensland thought the pain had stopped, with some classy passing by Cronulla teammates Maloney and Graham putting the man they call the Hayne plane through just enough of a gap that he took flight, so to speak.
What did you think of his celebration? Do you think it was a bit much?
He certainly enjoyed the moment.
He did, didn't he? To sort of, for those that didn't see the game, those who might not care, but he's, what's the word that we'd use for Jarryd Hayne? He's confident in himself.
Yes. He's a very confident footballer.
He put down essentially a try that had, the work had been done for him. All he had to do was really run and put the ball down.
Yep.
If we're breaking it down to that, be that simple. But he basically did that and then followed through, kept running, and then jumped onto the fence of the grandstand, basically, and stood there while people lauded over him.
Into the crowd, really, a little bit, but
it sort of recreated something, a moment that happened the end of the 2014 series when New South Wales actually won,
when they sealed
the win, and he did a similar thing. I think fair enough then when you've won the series, but to just score one try in a game that was pretty much won at that stage, I think it was a bit much.
I think it was just a reflection that it was his first game back for New South Wales.
That's true. Two or three years, I think?
Yeah. I think,
since he went off and had all his dreams.
Yeah, well, 2014, I think that was his last match in that
series. Yeah, absolutely.
He's certainly a fillip for New South Wales.
Now, let's talk man of the match. Now, Andrew Fifita got the big, bustling New South Wales forward who made, how many metres? I think about a mile. He ran for a mile. Yeah, knocked everyone over in his path. Now, Who else do you think was in the running for man of the match there?
I think James Tedesco was in the running.
Here we go.
Definitely was in the running.
Why?
What was a very impressive
show you're working. Why Tedesco?
He was very safe at the back, as has been mentioned.
But you don't
in
think
the
that as a, you don't think as a state of origin, as I said earlier, it's the best 34 players in the country playing this game of rugby league. Yes. You don't think that the New South Wales fullback needs to be someone who's safe under the high ball anyway?
True. But he did a lot of work that perhaps went unnoticed. I know you will probably argue the point that tackle on Gillette late in the game in the final 20 minutes or so was all the doing of
Jake Trbojevic.
I'll get that out in a minute. But he certainly played a key part in that tackle, and then
he was good. I don't think he played bad.
Covering
to stop Matt Gillett.
Dane Gagai in the corner. So
who was Queensland's best? Who do you think Queensland's best
Dane
was?
Dane Gagai was right up on the wing.
There's rumours of him signing with my team, South. So I'm
very excited about that.
I sort of watched him with some fairly, a keen eye. And was pretty happy.
Yeah.
Because he's someone I've never really paid attention to. He's obviously played a lot of rep footy and, you know, he's a lot of people hold him in very high regard. But to see him play that well last night on the losing side, I thought he did really well.
There weren't too many out-and-out bad players for Queensland. It was just New South Wales were so dominant in producing a 28-4
Now, how much do you think... Yeah, it was that's New South Wales' biggest win in Brisbane, is that right?
It was.
In 30-something years of origin? So.
Yep. So the previous biggest victory was in 2005, when Joey Johns made that comeback in the last two matches, and New South Wales won that final match in Brisbane 32 points to 10,
which was so a 22-point
margin, and last night was 24 points, so... Quite a record-breaking night in that regard as well for New South Wales. But, yeah, it's certainly a great start to the series for the Blues.
Absolutely.
And the Mighty Blues. Head back
now,
to Sydney.
Jonathan Thurston, not playing for probably the greatest player I've ever seen play the game, in my opinion.
Yes.
Now, he wasn't playing for Queensland last night. How much do you think Queensland missed him?
Well, I was listening to some of the commentary last night, and that suggested that he may not have made as much difference in terms of getting Queensland over the line. He may not have been able to bridge that 24-point margin enough to get Queensland the win. He may have reduced the margin to 10 or 12 points, let's say, but I would tend to agree with that. I don't think he would have been enough to get Queensland over the line.
So there's, 3 weeks until Origin 2 kicks off, is that right?
There is. 21st of June.
So if he's got a shoulder injury at the moment, they're saying he might be right for game two.
Yes.
Do you think New South Wales are a chance if he plays?
I'm only looking at New South Wales. I think New South Wales won last night with their forward pack.
Yep.
That was led by Andrew Fifita, of course, who took man of the match honours. So I think that's where Queensland had an issue, where New South Wales were just punching holes through the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And that was evident in quite a few tries that were scored. Pierce under the posts, Maloney under the posts, Fifita close to the posts.
Yeah.
There weren't too many out wide, apart from, of course, Jared Haynes' try and maybe James Tedesco's. But, I think it was mainly the forward pack of New South Wales.
So do you see Queensland bouncing back?
I don't.
Wow. Huge call.
I don't.
He says, while sat in here in his maroon jumper, mate. That's a bit of a faux pas. Day after Origin, you're wearing a maroon jumper.
Listeners, I must tell you, I have blue jeans on and a maroon jumper, so I'm
trying to be
bipartisan in my report of the match. But, I think New South Wales probably win the next game by a similar margin.
Ooh, wow.
But this is coming from a man that never played a game of rugby league in his life. And has just watched it all his life. And we will just see what the experts say. But, yeah, certainly a very physical match that was played at breakneck speed. And as you were mentioning, Cooper Cronk highlighted that in his post-match comments that it was one of the hardest halves of football that he played that first half last night.
All right, I want to hear your score prediction for game two.
Okay, so last night was 28-4. I will go 22 points to 6 in the second game.
You know this is going to come back and bite you in the bum, don't
you? I know.
David, thank you so much for wrapping up last night's Origin.
No worries, Adrian. Thank you.
We'll probably play this tape in a few weeks, I dare say. Unless you're right, in which case I'll bury the tape.